Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to him daily. We you to the grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Microphone. I don't know what it is, but shit. As long as it's cool. 347. Right quick. You let me know you can hear me. Ain't no problems, right? 347. You can hear me, right?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you just fine, Bo. I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Got you. Now, let me find out something. Hold on, right. Hey, 347, I want to ask you one other question. Hold on.
Now, I'm okay. Muted my phone. Can you still hear me, 347?
Okay, now you sound fucked up.
Okay, all right, let's go. Let me unmute it.
Okay, and what I'll do is turn these down. All right, you guys. Now we shouldn't have no equipment. God damn it.
Okay,
here we go. Listen, this is the show that you've been waiting for, Down and Dirty. God damn it, you know this is what we do. We come on here. Hopefully you guys will have some kind of questions that you need addressed, and we go handle it. That's just the way we do it. I'm your host, Rosebud motherfucking Bitterdose. And all you guys know my qualifications. Something ain't right, you guys. I should not be getting this fucking feedback.
Hello?
Oh, I'm still there. God damn it. I'm going to be fucking with this. I shouldn't be getting this feedback. But any goddamn way, this show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com and DownAndDirty101.com. You know, I got them motherfuckers. Course, jumping off, everything is great with it. I'm also glad to see, you know, you guys have actually really been interested in what we've been talking about lately. 8347, I'm sorry, man. I thought I took you off. There you go. You back private, bro. You know, I don't have that free stuff no more, but if you ask for it, I might give it to you. You know what I'm saying? I still got the shit, but, you know, I'm not really tripping on letting you get it anymore. Because first of all, 5,000 was a goal. I reached that a month and a half, 2 months ago. So, you know, all that free stuff stopped at that point. Once I got, you know, 5,000 people, heck, man. I mean, that's enough for listening, at least. Now, the MP3s I got, they ain't expensive, but they, you know, pack with the goddamn do's and don'ts of catching. And the situation explained, I'm telling you, how many ways would you have to see if this is for you after you read this title? What to say to a broad walking in a crosswalk? Now, of course, that title is about that situation. But that situation covers so many other instances, which is why you got to, you know, see if this a particular topic is anywhere near what you want, and then you go with it, and you'll see it's there for you. I mean, you know, I have the tip from when you run into a broad on the streets. I have it from when they tell you they're busy. I have a tool for when you're in a restaurant, high-end restaurant, see a high-end woman eating by herself. I have it for lasting relationships. I got it for if you want to see results from your conversation right now. You know, I got it, man, I got it for all kinds of things. Hit my email, askrosewood@gmail.com, and, you know, I'll fucking email you a copy of the fucking free shit if you really want it. But, I mean, you know, that's just up to you. All you guys that have ordered the male confidence course, 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0, now you don't have to have ordered all the tools. But if you're listening and you ordered 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0, you're good to go to get into that group. Sidewalk University, that's the name of it. Well, the name of the group is League of Council, excuse me, the Council of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I'm sorry, I had a brain fart right there. But anyway, that's the name of it. But it's all about Sidewalk University. Sidewalk University is your master's program. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get so much game in that one because, unlike the last shit, you're going to have to do some work in this one. And it's up to you if you want to do it. You know, you can always drop out. So, you know, follow me on Twitter, @MrRosebud. You know, don't forget my name. Got 2 D's in it for a double dose of his wisdom I'm sharing. You know, and a lot of my shit already been revamped. You know, and it's really going to get revamped now because, I ain't got nothing to say about it. This thing I'm waiting on now, this thing I'm dealing with now, is going to surpass all of this shit I'm doing. You guys know that this Down and Dirty show is about motherfuckers who want to be real in them streets. It's about dealing with various problems that you're going to experience with them bitches you fucking with. And it's also about how to strengthen your belief in what it is to take a habit, a lasting commitment to this motherfucking game you're trying to be in. The only thing you're going to have to do is periodically, you're going to have to use a few of the goddamn techniques from my course, and they're going to damn near speak for you. But you're going to have to use them periodically. No matter how you look at it, my motherfucking course is full of game that you can have. And this game, you can have it only if you take the time to get it. And now, you know what I'm saying, I got so much shit going, I'm not going to be tripping on the day-to-day dealings with the course. Not that I'm not, you know, I'm not giving up on the course. I'm not giving up on anything I'm doing. It's just I got to refocus some of my shit. You know, tonight and every Thursday night, you know, we going to talk about the shit that we be going through in this motherfucking game that we call trying to have bitches. Now, if you want to call in and kick it, you know the phone number, 657-383-0809. Call in, we can kick it. All you got to do is drop some, you know, some little scenario, and we going to talk about it. You know, on this show, we be talking about the problems, you know, that pimps be having. Well, actually, we don't. We don't be doing that. We could be doing that. But you guys don't really kick it like that. So I got to talk about what I talk about. And it has something to do with game, but it don't have nothing to do with the problems you motherfuckers have because you don't want to share that with me for some reason. The Down and Dirty 101 show is for motherfuckers who want to become fucking dudes that know how to catch bitches. Turn them out and flip their motherfucking ass to this game. You ain't just trying to be a grown male. You ain't trying to play no motherfucking dress up. Halloween didn't pass. Motherfuckers know I'm a first degree red belt. Now listen. Last week we was talking and we kind of got into a concerning you know, this game, of course. And I hope you didn't think we wasn't going to continue. So, you know, we got your station. I'm claiming it. You can claim it. And this is where we can really kick it. And I'll be damned if I ain't go bring it. You know, I've been asked to go deeper into what it, you know, what I'm actually doing with y'all. And I'm going to do it. You know, for you guys that's simply trying to catch a bitch for tonight, you know, of course, you can use some of the things we're saying, but, you know, you might want to go to that Sunday night show because that's what we'll be talking about, getting them draws and shit. This show, hopefully, with your help, we're going to be kicking this game. Hey, and I want you to also tune in to the Ask Royal Butt Show on Sundays at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Check both the sites out, AskRosewood.com and DownAndDirty101.com, and, you know, see what's up. Okay. Well, goddammit, I ain't gonna really tell. You know, I had some notes here, and it says to talk about something that I ain't really trying to talk about, because y'all not gonna actually ask any questions. So let me just get on with this. We gonna get into catching women and how to do it, and knowing when you have succeeded. And I hope you motherfuckers know that I'm one of the only dudes available to you who know what you're looking for. And I am the only one willing to give it to you freely. I just ask for support if you can stand it. And it don't mean money. It just means, you know, participating on my shows and shit. You know, sharing my videos. You know, helping my YouTube grow. Reach out and, you know, if you want to, get those MP3s. That's cool. I just want you to put it in your mind to support me. And if that... and your determination involves you getting my course, good. If it requires you getting an MP3 or two, good. My books, good. Any of the shit, good. Support me. But more than anything, when you're on the motherfucking show, ask some goddamn questions. Now, you need to understand, if you're trying to get at a woman, you're going to need the right conversation for the time and the place where you're at. I can't do that shit for you. But I can arm your ass with pure dynamite that is guaranteed to blow a motherfucking woman's mind. You only need to ask any one of the motherfuckers who, you know, fucking got my course and learned it. You know, it's the shit that I'm talking about is not usable as soon as you finish listening to the shit. That's how come it's so dope. Now, I can only make a few highly educated suggestions. And if you follow them, you'll see the same results dudes are seeing now. And the sooner you motherfuckers realize that I've taken all the elements of my attraction to women. Otherwise, whatever made me attracted to women, I've taken all the elements of it and made it where you can harness it. The sooner you realize I've done that, the sooner you'll be out there catching motherfucking bitches. I don't claim to be some kind of guru that can show you how to magically catch women. But I do claim to be able to show you how to put together a method of pursuit that is sound and will net you results. Everything is dependent on you. Everything for me is dependent on me. I can show you how to walk, and I can show you how to catch. But if you have situations that you can bring to me, things that have occurred in your quest to catch, things that have happened and you want to talk about them, I can bring clarity to you about those particular situations. I know, hey, Tryon, I know I got a little reverb. So I got something on other than what I want on, and I can't figure out what it is. I know it's got to be my computer. And it's, hold on, let me just see this right quick, you guys. Hold on 1 second. Let me see what this does. Come on, motherfucker. Let me see. Okay, volume control. Well, everything is down. All right, whatever it is, I'm not going to fix it right now. So, fuck it. Hey, caller, I see you, man. 305. What's up with you?
What's up, Rosebud? This is Carter.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Nothing much. I finally finished the courses that you sent. And tomorrow, I'm coming up on some money. And so I'm trying to get down and dirty now.
Check this out, man. You one of the youngsters I've been dealing with?
Yep.
And I gave you all of the course?
Yep.
1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. Now, if you're trying to get with down and dirty, man, you know you got to buy that shit.
Yeah.
All right, man. But let me explain something to you. How many conversation tools have you used?
I think I got about 10.
Okay. Okay, man. If you want that down and dirty shit, let's go, man. Hit me, man. You know I'm gonna give you some love, but, you know, whatever you're saying. That's what I'm saying. Tell your little goddamn friends at school, man, about my shit, but don't let them see it. Just let them cream on how you catching bitches. Let me ask you something, man.
Yeah.
How are you catching bitches now? Don't lie to me, man. Tell me the truth.
I'm catching. Just through my conversation. Just like.
Wait a minute. What? Hold up. What grade you in?
I'm in the 12th.
You're in the 12th grade.
Yeah.
So you're right there at the cusp. So you saying. You see a bitch wherever across the street, wherever you walk up to and say whatever, and you damn near can have your way with that motherfucker?
Yeah. I use the conversation tool one for that when I'm doing that. When I see a girl walk in or whatever like that, I'm at the grocery store or whatever, I use the tool one.
You fucking young ass motherfucker. I told you
you could ask me anything about that, and I had an answer to it.
Hey, let me tell you, man. Hey, you guys. This is the dude that told me that he studied the shit so much that I could ask him anything. Which, no, that's not the test. The test is what he's doing now. You know, wanting to go further. You know, because he learned so much. Hey, I'm going to show you some love, man. So make sure when you hit PayPal or whatever, put in there something to make me remember who you are so I can hook you up proper.
All right. I'm going to do it first thing in the morning because that's when it's going to hit my account.
All right. No problem, man. I'll see you.
All right.
For sure. Okay. Hey, you guys. I'm telling you, man. I'm changing. I'm going to deal with these young dudes, man, because this dude made me realize that he studied it. He wanted me to challenge him. But you know what the real challenge is? Him to sit there and hold all that goddamn information he was ready to drop on me, and I don't ask him about none of it. Yeah, that fucks him up. But what doesn't that make him do is decide if what he know is real. Because I sure ain't gonna let him. I might test him when I decide to. Matter of fact, I'm going to let them young motherfuckers get in that group I'm starting, too. But any goddamn way, the thing is, we're developing ourselves in a continuous growing process. Unfortunately for you, especially any young motherfucker that fuck with this, I can see a light on any motherfucker thing you have to offer or anything you wonder about. I'll tell you anything you ask, because I've grown past telling you what to ask. You can't ask this, you can't ask that. No, you can ask me anything. I got pure dope on any subject. Now, what if you're in a restaurant and you see a classy woman? Are you going to go up to her and ask her some silly shit like, what's happening? Not if you've been fucking with my shit. You want a smooth situation that calls for interruption of her dining experience. This is how you got to think. And you want to intrigue her enough to stop her goddamn meal and pay attention to your fucking story. And if you ain't approaching that shit like that, you ain't gonna catch that bitch. I got an MP3 on getting at an upscale woman, and it's just what the fucking doctor ordered in that case. It has the approach and the conversation to win in that situation. In the case of a woman getting ready to cross the street in a crosswalk, I have what's needed for you to actually put your car in park and accost her in the crosswalk and use what you're doing to get you the action you're looking for. Because I know what you can learn. When you startle a woman, there's a particular conversation for that occasion that I put on that goddamn MP3, and you can learn that shit exactly what it is. But if you're really sharp, you'll learn how to use it. The tools are so your arsenal can develop. And your arsenal is a system of attack. It's not this tool or that tool or whatever goddamn tool, because every fucking tool is telling you the same thing, just in a different way, because the particular situation it's addressing calls for a different approach. But just because you're approaching this bitch differently don't mean you finna change up who you are or how the fuck you come at her. See, when you have game, you gonna just have that motherfucker. When you see a woman walking in a park, on the street, or wherever you see, you gonna have that motherfucker dialed in to your mentality. Even though she's so far away from you that she can't even hear you unless you yelled, you're going to have her dialed in mentally, and when you approach her, you just have to know how to get at her. And you have to know how to get at her to get her to come with you. A lot of you don't know the very things that are going to get you what you want from any woman you speak with. Most of you don't know. There's a way for all situations you're going to run into to win. Of course, bring them up on the show and you'll learn something significant to do about it. But not the explicit details you would learn on those MP3s or in the course. You guys should shoot me questions right now. Shoot me situations. Shoot me scenarios that we can kick it about, and you'll get the direction you need by kicking it with me. What's more important is you can, send me your own personal scenario, and I'll basically talk about that in the email or something. But I don't really like that, especially if you got a long story. If you got something short I can address, I'm with that. Since most of you motherfuckers haven't gone out and tried anything, the shit I got on MP3 is just what the doctor would order for you. And this is exactly why it's so important. So I don't really care. I care, but I don't care. I'm not trying to make any of you motherfuckers who have described yourself as a Mac or a player or a hustler or whatever word you describe yourself as. I'm not trying to make you insecure. I'm actually trying to make you motherfuckers step it up. The reason I want you to step it up is there such people as players, as hustlers, and Macs. But the major difference in what you motherfuckers do and what they do is significant. So, I mean, I'm not trying to baby any of you guys, but I'm telling you, man, I'm talking on the videos on YouTube, talking on these two shows, you know, and doing the little interviews and shit. I'm getting, you know, kind of a lot of talking. If I don't have any motherfucker that fuck with as far as while I'm talking, then I'm losing my interest. You know, I try to keep an interest because I, you know, I hope you guys will actually realize that there is no time in your fucking life that you shouldn't have something to say or talk about. Because if you can't talk about any fucking thing with me, how are you gonna talk about anything with bitches? How are you going to be able to run into a bitch and come up with conversation? 909, what's up with you, man?
What's going on with you, bud?
Nothing, brother. I'm trying to have it like you.
Shit, I'm trying to have it like you out here, man. I'm eating soup with a fork, man. I'm trying to get like you, man. But yeah, man, I want you to speak on. I just got a question, man. Is it some pimping to be done on these escorts out here, man, and these call girls and shit, or you just leave that alone?
Well, me personally, I'm about working smarter. I ain't trying to work harder. You know, fuck a bitch that's got some kind of insecurity, and her little security is about this little blanket she got around her. Because that fucking escort bitch can't leave town, man.
Nope.
Shit. If something go, you know, whatever happened to the escort service, then the bitch got to sit up and be broke like a motherfucker until she can get another one that pays off. And how long is that going to be? How long can you wait when you got a bitch that's really, you know, going down wherever? You ain't going to be going no 24 hours without no goddamn money, man. So to me, the bitch want to be an escort or some kind of dancing bitch or whatever, girl, I'm happy for you. I'm so glad you told me that, you know, fast. So let me get the fuck away from your motherfucking disease having motherfucking ass, because that shit is a disease and I don't want to catch it. Fuck with a bitch that's, you know, going to do some shit when she want to do it, and you going to catch that disease, and you going to allow bitches to do shit when they want to do it instead of when they need, when they pose to do it.
But I'm noticing a lot of these bitches, you know, they get a couple cases or whatever, you know what I mean? They get thrown in jail a couple times or whatnot, so they run to that escort shit, you know what I mean? Because they scared or whatever. They, you know, they turn into some fucking punks and shit, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, these bitches ain't punks. No, they not. See, this is a whole bunch you're missing right now. And you ain't really talking about it unless you're going to tell me you stand up like this. Because what I'm saying is bitches in my day could count on me. When they take their ass to motherfucking jail, they know my fine's been coming to get them. They ain't been being there no 60 days waiting for a court date because them motherfuckers doing whatever. See, you motherfuckers do that shit. And then you say the bitch a punk. You guys do everything to make you not have to be the motherfucker you're supposed to be. And you never look at, you ain't being that motherfucker. So you tell me, man, is them bitches stupid or smart?
I'm not talking about that. Of course, if the bitch is locked up, a nigga gonna rush down there and go get her out of that. I'm talking about bitches being going through that shit, you know, being on their, you know, their second, third case or whatever, and then they run to that.
Bro, I heard what you said, man. What I'm saying, man, I can you imagine how many whole cases and how many states of bitches you had 18, 20 years got? And if that bitch did 6 months once, 10 or 12 years ago, kill me. Because none of that shit is shit. That shit is for a lawyer to get, community service, time served, fine, whatever the fuck he get. But see, you motherfuckers don't see game like that. You don't really care. You would rather say some shit like you just said. Oh, this is their third time, man. Bitches have 17, 20 cases and ain't here today. Because that goddamn nigga she fucking with got lawyers that's gonna handle that shit. It's misdemeanors, man.
I feel what you're saying, man.
So what am I saying? If you feel what I'm saying, what I'm saying?
You saying fuck that punk ass shit. I'm saying the same shit. Fuck it. Like a bitch get 18, 20 K, it don't fucking matter. Bitch, still get out there, ain't be 10 toes down. None of that shit don't matter. Bitch, we got a lawyer.
Wait, because I didn't say all that. I said all that, but you left out a whole bunch of shit I said also. Where are you in all that shit?
Yeah, that's what you're saying. The niggas is failing in that situation. And I feel you on
that's what I'm saying, man. Niggas is failing. So what is the bitch supposed to do? Risk they shit for a failing ass nigga that's just talking shit?
Hell nah.
So what I'm saying, they ain't fucked. They just been wised up on what you motherfuckers been offering them. Because in my day, I'm telling you, she could be with me and fall out with me and go choose the next motherfucker. And she couldn't choose a motherfucker that wasn't about shit. But she 9 out of 10 times was because she's been exposed to who is about shit. She gonna choose one of them motherfuckers that is about shit and be gone. That's how that shit go. If you ain't taking care of your business, you ain't having no motherfucking bitch. And it's not. The major part of your business is making that bitch know, just like your ass ain't going to jail, she ain't staying in jail. You ain't going, but she definitely going, but she ain't staying. If you can't guarantee that goddamn shit, then that's on you. You get a bitch, you don't know about some kind of, you know, $30,000 bond she got that didn't tell you about, she get a little case and that shit come up. Well, okay, bitch, you didn't tell me about that. I ain't gonna be responsible for that. So that bitch might stay up in there. But some bitch got a whole case because she been fucking with me. She ain't staying nowhere but where I got her, you know, staying.
I feel the same way.
Okay, man, if you feel that way, why did you ask that question?
Because I'm talking about, like, meeting a bitch. Like, you meet a new bitch. And she say, oh, I ain't fucking with the track. Ooh, this is why I'm escorting. This why. And she say, because of that shit. You know what I mean? So it might be, yeah, it might be the last nigga he failed. But you know what I mean? Basically, you know what? All you can do is, all I can do as a next nigga say, but you ain't going to fail with me like that. If, you know? I ain't going to fail.
No, you can't. No, man. No. That ain't how you get at a bitch like that.
No, they don't say it, bitch. I'm just saying that's. That's the bottom line. That's the gist of it.
That is the bottom line, but more than the bottom line as far as what you're saying is you got to get at the bitch. So, see, right here, see, you talking about the bottom line, all this shit. See, this is what I'm talking about with you guys, man. You don't think shit through. All you think is what you're thinking. You don't think of how to get to what you're thinking. You just think of what you're thinking. Man, you got to get at a bitch because she making hella point. So the first thing I tell that bitch, you know, bitch, I'm big just going to say something like that. You know, what can I say, these talk-ass motherfuckers? So if I miss you, I miss you, baby. You know, and I'm going to let you go. You know, I'm going to let her go. Why? Because she don't want to talk to me again.
Yeah,
because of what I said to her. And she might not let me go. Because, well, what you said, you do something, girl, you ain't never been with a motherfucker like me. But I'm not going to try to convince you, because I know you've been talking to all these niggas that convinced you that shit did shit with sugar. You know, even though shit is brown and sugar is white, they convince you, they talk that good. I talk that good, baby. I ain't got time. Man, that bitch gonna fuck with me. That is, if she wanna, you know, fuck with some pimping. Most of them bitches that's in that situation use that bullshit you talking about. They fucking use all that shit so you can let them be who they are. And maybe you might fuck with them anyway. Bitch, please. If you really believe that shit, after I get you, you know, running this shit down to you, and you still saying that, good. I'm gone. Because I don't give a fuck about none of that goddamn safety net bullshit. Because, bitch, what if they raid that goddamn whole house? Your motherfucking ass still got their warrants. Shit. So I tell that bitch all that shit. And by the time I'm finished, I'd make her believe she need a motherfucker with a bondsman and a lawyer. I'd make her believe that shit. You motherfucking right. And that bitch, what you saying? You, yeah, bitch, my lawyer gonna make sure your punk ass ain't gonna be in jail, but he ain't doing it tomorrow. If I send your ass out there tonight and you have a problem, I ain't, you know, don't expect me to do that shit tomorrow. You gotta pay me for a while, and hell yeah, you can expect that shit. Me and that bitch be feeling so good about this security that I just gave her, and all I'm doing is telling her to go home.
Exactly. It's all game, you know what I mean?
Hey, because I'm always playing, brother. I'm always with the ABP. Yeah. Hey, you motherfucker that just... Hey, hold on. I'll put you back in. Oh, there you go. 919, you back. Come on, man. Who is this? What's up?
Yeah, man. I'm calling to let you know the sound sounds gargly, man. It's not clear.
It's sounding gargly. People didn't let me know already.
I was wondering why that dude that was talking to you, why he ain't let you know.
No, everybody just told me, man, but there's nothing I can do about it because I got to discover what it is. I don't. It's got something to do with my speakers that's on my own on my computer. And you know what? Wait a minute. I just thought of something. What if a
motherfuckers turn?
If I turn that down. No, I'm still hearing it.
So, man, I don't know what to do yet.
I got to figure it out, brother. Thanks.
All right, put me back in.
You know it. Okay. Now, the only other way it won't sound like this, I guess, if I left out my office. Let me see. Hey, let me ask you. Damn, I'm still hearing that shit. Hey, is it sounding any better than I'm this? Here, somebody come on. Oh, goddamn, if I do this, I can't see the computer. Hey, it ain't going to work unless I didn't want to get nobody talking. So I got to come back in here. I'll figure it out tonight. It won't be like this. Actually, you guys, Sunday, I'm not doing no goddamn show because my motherfucking birthday is coming up and we starting tomorrow. Me and my motherfucking bra, we starting tomorrow, and I'm gonna be, you know, doing whatever. We going some motherfucking with some kind of surprise, you know, where a motherfucker like me go. Hey, 909, what's up with you, man?
Oh man, nothing. I was the same one, just talking to you.
909, you the same one that was up talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, because I'm sorry about what's going on, but goddamn it, I'm doing this shit by myself, so we don't have to figure it out. I know. Well, I don't know. I just got to figure it. But any motherfucking way, all you guys who have chose names and titles, what you've actually done with everything in your life, you learn the surface of what they are. and you didn't go in the what they do, and you fucked their names up. Because what I'm saying is, if you really think about a Pistol Pete or Quick Draw McGraw or whoever the fuck, they didn't just make up the name because they was cute. They made up that name because something they did showed it, displayed it. 313, what's up? This is my cute nigga. What's happening, man? I know that's your motherfucking ass. What's up?
No, this ain't cute. It's Twine.
This who?
What's up, big homie?
Who is this?
It's Twine.
Twine, what's up with you, man?
I'm chilling. I'm at work.
But I wanted to ask you an actual question. This question really got me a little behoove, you know. But I want to know, why does that cat always want to go toward pimping as opposed to just asking a bitch for money, for bitches for money, as opposed to trying to actually pimp? Why do you think that's so?
Because, man, if you're talking about one dude or two dudes or dudes in general, because none of them got no game, man. What part of asking a bitch, you ain't no pimp, what part of asking a bitch for the money is sharp?
I guess not.
I know. See how quiet you are?
It.
Hey,
yeah,
but think about
yeah.
this. What I'm saying is that's what motherfuckers be doing. So unless the bitch is a knucklehead dummy, she ain't gonna want to participate in none of that shit you talking about. Because she already know that's what motherfuckers do. So what I'm saying is the question you ask can't be answered is that as far as how you asked it. But it can be answered like this. If you a motherfucker that ain't no pimp, you supposed to have something for this bitch to participate in that's going to cost money so that when she decides that she wants to help you achieve whatever the fuck it is you're trying to achieve, you didn't show her this, now you're struggling and you know she got some paper, you know, so she going to offer to help. In that way, you're going to get it. But if you ask her for it, she don't think you think she's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Which you do. You do think that if you just ask a bitch for some money. You got to have a project going. The bitch you're talking to, she got money. And you just made this tea. And you got to have her taste it. And you're giving her some warm tea right now. You ain't told her shit about it. And then when she said, this is a pretty good tea, you say, yeah, it sure is. And then the next time, you give her this shit cold. And if she say it tastes good, woo-woo. Now, you can start telling this bitch, this is, you know, my formula. I made this. This is my shit. I'm actually trying to bottle this shit. And start telling her what you're trying to do with it. Tell that bitch how far you done came, how far you going, what you expect. Because this is want to help. They want to. They're nurturing motherfuckers. But they didn't watch every television program that show them that a motherfucker wants your money.
Okay.
So as soon as you ask about the money, you fit in that category.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't getting none. You got to be in another category. And when that bitch say, well, how much do you need? You tell that bitch, don't even worry about it. I'm going to handle that shit. You know, it's just going about how you going to handle it, blah, blah, blah. And she may ask you again. You just deny her. Because the more you deny her, the more she's going to give you. Because I didn't need it too many times.
I use graphics, units, I use
all kinds of shit. You know, I use magazines that I'm thinking about. And I just tell them the whole big picture about that goddamn shit. And they say, you know, what do you need? Oh, no, baby. You know, you probably couldn't stand what I needed, you know, anyway. And she said, well, I probably couldn't, but I could help out. No, girl. and start laughing. Change the subject. And then you slowly go back into that shit, talking about what the hell you doing, and you know you ran into this problem or that problem. That's just going to say, but how can you help? Baby, how can you help? And I'm just going to say, well, depends on what you need. And you depend on what you see this bitch. If you see she, you know, sitting on a bank, you got to fill her something like 10 racks. But if you see she just got a few months, you know, some money, you got to fill her 1,500 or 2,000, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't even really tell her that. You describe some situation that you've been, you know, your next move. My next move, baby, is I'm going to get 1,000 units, you know, printed. And, you know, that shit going to cost me $1,800. And once I get that shit, I think I'm going to be gone. And that motherfucker be sick. Well, what if I could give you the $1,800? Girl, are you crazy? I ain't trying to owe you no damn money. No. I just want to help. And you gotta know how to close it from there. You know, and what I'm saying is, when you play like that, your fucking shit is gonna be taken care of. Because once they get involved like that, you can, you know, get some more jugs. Because there's no 1,800 ain't enough. But you gotta show progress. That's why if I tell a bitch something, I need 1,000 units, I might go get 100 units. So I tell them what 1,000 costs. So I might go get 100 motherfucking units, you know, show her one box. Then I sign one of them books to her, you know, let her know how much I appreciate this shit. Man, bitch ain't thinking about the other boxes. Hey, man, there's many things you can do like that. It is all about playing. You got to know where you're going so you'll know what the particular sentence you say, where you want it to lead her.
Now,
and if you see her going that way, you know what you're saying is working.
It sounds like that you have to make it like almost dreamlike, what you want. Like, it's a goal, yes, but you have to make it seem like it's a dream. It seems like you can't just have a need, or what we would call a need, you know, like a bill or something like that. Or
come on, brother, that's right, man. You're totally right. But listen, man, it's not almost like that. We're artists, and you paint a picture. When an artist paints a picture of a butterfly, and this butterfly is doing whatever butterflies do, any fucking butterfly lover is going to see that painting and cream the fuck out. Because that artist drew everything. You know, he might be landing on the flower, the pollinator, or whatever the fuck the butterfly is doing. That's the same thing you got to do with the picture you paint. So that when you paint it, before she even wants to help, you're going to have to hear her say, oh, I see what you're saying. You got to hear that. Before you even talk about any money. That's how you play, man.
It's a line of thinking.
Hey, come on, man. If you ain't thinking ahead, you're thinking equal. And if you ain't thinking equal, you're thinking behind. The bitch thinking ahead of you. I don't know which one you like. I like to think ahead.
I'd rather be ahead, too.
Well, you got to understand what a brother like me talking about, bro. Juan. All right, man. I'll put you back in.
That was it.
Okay. Hey, you guys, see, this is what a simple conversation does. Excuse me. A simple question does. A simple fucking question this bro had generated all that shit for me. He didn't even ask me half the shit I answered. That's because I'm an old motherfucker and that's how I do shit. I'll be telling you stories, man. Now, hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay.
See,
the thing that you should understand when it comes to a woman, it should not matter to you how attractive she is at the point of meeting her. I mean, if you don't like big old fat women, so you don't want her to be a big old fat motherfucker. Well, I mean, she don't have to be a 10. How that motherfucker looks should be the last thing you see when you at her. There's several reasons for this, but the main one is you don't want to be swayed by her beauty. And the second one, if she looks nothing like she don't look, if she does, fuck with you. I mean, these things should be in your head. And if they are, think about this. Think about all the conversations just those two senses generate from a motherfucker that's thinking. See, I make a woman more beautiful when she fucks with me. I know it. She knows that I know it. So I may as well show her that I know it and talk about that shit. Fellas, I'm telling you, when you do shit like that, it shows the woman you know your worth. None of you motherfuckers will ever do this kind of shit because you don't have enough selfishness or conceit about yourself. To show a woman that you know you'll make her more beautiful is such a fucking conceited way to think about yourself, but that goddamn bitch will love it that you think that. She'll start going for your suggestions. As long as they're little tiny, if she got blonde hair or whatever, you just tell her to tuck it up or do this. You don't tell her to change the color. You don't do. If you may be getting ready to tell her to change the color, but you play your way to it. I mean, you get to see this shit by making a suggestion to compliment her lipstick or her hair or clothes. And you show her what you're talking about. See, this is the stuff. You get my course, How to Make Any Woman a Slave to What You Say. My course has a roadmap lane for you, and it's at your ease. Let's say you're speaking to a woman, and you want to stand on the principles you've developed concerning women. And I'm sure you know that you've got to have a set of firm principles to guide you when you're actually pursuing a woman. You have to know what you will or will not do. You know what, you guys? I just thought of something. I think if I fucking can't turn it off, but I can. If I do this to this motherfucker, oh, that ain't gonna kill it. Well, let me see. Well, it didn't kill us. In any motherfucking way, I don't know the fuck I'm doing. I'm trying to see something. I just thought of something while I was talking to you. But see, you gotta have a set of principles. And you gotta let these principles guide you when you get that a woman. And you have to know what you will or will not do. What is the first thing you do? What is the first thing you do when you run into a woman who's seemingly giving you some action? What is the first thing you do? Wow. I mean, dudes spend their life trying to figure that out. But we're going to talk about a couple of things right now. And we'll see. This woman is giving you a little action. So you guys probably think that I'm bullshitting, but
I got an MP3 for what to do in that case. I bet none of you really know the things to do when you're speaking to a woman and how to make them effective catchphrases are actually in my course. I know many of you motherfuckers have seen the purpose and the value of my course, and a lot of you motherfuckers bought it. But those of you motherfuckers who have yet to buy it need to open your eyes. See, I bring you things to think about. If you really don't know what to do when you're out trying to catch, how in the fuck are you going to catch? I'm going to give you two scenarios. Two scenarios to catch in. Right now. I'm speaking to two kinds of men, and most times they can't use the same ways to catch. They got to have the same mentality about catching, but not the same tactics or methods. So check this out. A regular Joe, you go to work every day, get paid once a week. If you get that a woman, see if you can take her on a little excursion. You know, a ride. A ride will actually do. But during this ride, you need to make a phone call to another woman. And you got to make an excuse to this other woman as to why you're not going to be able to make a lunch date or a dinner date or some kind of date you got. And you say it's because you're busy. Now, you got to understand. I've done what I just told you many times, and there wasn't even another bitch on the other end of the line. I just picked the phone up and played like I did it because I know what's going on. When you catch a new woman and she is aware of what kind of man you are, you're better prepared to speak on any of her concerns, and naturally, at this point, she's going to be concerned about you being a player. Since she thinks she overheard your combo. Now, remember, there isn't even a broad on the other end of the phone. I plan everything. And if you're smart as you think you are, your ass better start planning shit too. Any motherfucking way. I faked this motherfucking call. So I must have wanted her to ask me about it. So I can get close to catching her ass. See, you're supposed to look dead in her eyes at this point. And you used to say, you got to say something like, "Damn, baby, I'm sure you don't want a motherfucking man that no other goddamn woman won't, do you?" And when you say that shit, you gotta just laugh. Like it's funny as fuck to you. See, there's two things that you're establishing at this point. First and most importantly, you're establishing that you're not afraid for her to know you have other women. And secondly, you're establishing that you are indeed a motherfucking player. Now, if you do this correctly, she ain't gonna want to get out the car. She's gonna scoot a little closer to your motherfucking ass. Once you make this move, you're gonna need to do something ultra important. This shit is so important. It's almost impossible to do, but it's fucking important. After you didn't establish that you're indeed a player, you gotta be quiet. You're already in the car. You're riding, going somewhere. So for 4 or 5 minutes, or as close to that as you can, you have to be quiet. Now you just made her think something, but you haven't confirmed it. and she's afraid to actually ask about it, but you already know what's on her mind. So you got to take your time. She's going to want to tell you that, you know, she's going to want you to tell her that something is wrong. Because she's going to wonder, what the hell are you being silent about? But don't say shit. Just after a minute or two, kind of touch her leg or whatever and smile. But don't volunteer any information. Now, what you're doing here is you're making her commit to you. Now, she's not committing to marry you or anything like that. But you're making her to commit to accepting you as who you are. And this is very important for you to do. And it's just as important to allow it to develop on its own. So you've got to be quiet after you say this. When you had a woman, nothing on your end should happen accidentally. Unless you actually want something to happen accidentally on purpose. I mean, if you know this shit, you know it. A woman can feel when you are controlling her. And believe me, women love that feeling. And in any romance, for her, it's the next best feeling to sex. It's the true foreplay for most women. You controlling her, handling her, making her accept it. No, I take that back. Allowing her to accept it. She'll never actually say she loves it, but the sure way you can tell is if she's quiet and listening to your every word, which I guarantee at this point she will be doing. Being quiet and listening are two things that a woman does not do at the same time. Unless you have full control over her thoughts at that moment. And that full control only involves having a correct flow and a steady conversation. You do remember we spoke on your flow. You got to have the right kind of flow. You're not going to have to ask her to be quiet. Women will automatically submit to a man she can see deal effectively with her and handle himself at the same time. They automatically bow down. She's looking for this kind of man whenever she's out and about, but rarely does she ever find this guy. There's qualities that you have to show quickly in the conversation if you want to catch. And when you show these qualities, you got to know how to use them. One of these qualities is leadership. When you show that you can lead a conversation, when you show that you know how to entertain a woman, not make her laugh, that type of entertainment, but entertainment, just be with her for an hour or two, and she enjoy herself. When you can show that shit, especially if it's mostly conversation, it's just going to attract her emotionally. Now, you can be doing shit with her at a fair, riding rides and all that kind of goddamn shit, too. But I wouldn't be doing that shit. When you show a motherfucking woman that you are adept at entertaining her, and you show that you know what pleases you, she is attracted to you in a sexual manner. Now, of course, you weren't paying attention to the things I just said. So you're going to have to fucking revisit this. I just dropped some fucking gems. There's certain skills that you're going to have to show this woman also if you want to catch her.
You need her to know you are fearless. Now, I don't mean foolish. I mean fearless. And can handle most all situations you would come across. You show her that by the way you, if you're at a restaurant, by the way you handle the server, by the way you get attention when you want something. One other thing. One other important thing to catch is learning how to rephrase what a woman says to mean what you want it to mean, as opposed to what she said when she said it. Excuse me, as opposed to what she meant when she said it. You have to know how to take a sentence she used and reword it and mean something you want it to mean. And in that case, the more humorous, the better. Another thing extremely important is knowing when and how to lighten up the mood. Of course, I speak about paying attention to what is actually going on as opposed to thinking something is going on. When you think something is going on, believe it or not, something really is going on. So you should want to deal with what really is going on. You should never not know what's going on in real time when you're speaking with a woman. Things can get cloudy, but that's only when you allow her to lead in the conversation. That's only when all you're thinking about is what she's doing and how to react to her, blah, blah, blah. You got to make her react to you. Women do not talk in a straight line. And if you allow them to lead the conversation, you'll be all over the room trying to follow that goddamn woman. In order to never follow a woman's lead, you should always interpret what she says to your own words and ask, is that what she's talking about? When she responds to your question, you got to be quick-witted and take it further with another statement or question and go to where you want it to be. See, the thing about this, if you respond to her lead too much, if she gets on the roll, you're going to end up arguing with her or bumping heads through the rest of the conversation. No matter what stage your conversation is in, never forget the power humor has over a woman who is thinking about giving in to you. Something about laughter that releases some kind of endorphins or makes him wet or something, or more in tune with the dude who makes him laugh. Something about it. And then sometimes things get too serious too quickly. So there's going to be a mood lightener necessary. Mastering that skill, a skill like the ability to light moods, is going to pay big dividends in your future life as a desirable man. Not just lacing you L7s out there with some pure dynamite. But I'm telling you, my MP3's got way more information on it than this. I told you I was going to give you two scenarios. Now, the second scenario is for you motherfucking pimps out there. I told you I'm a time freak. And fucking with me has to have some order to it. So what I mean is, when I'm at a brawl and I want to catch her, you know, simply because I get her to want to speak with me don't mean she wants to, you know, get with me. My objective is to get her to want to get with me. So before I get her to my car or wherever we, you know, walk into, I am going to get her, because she already knows that I'm a pimp motherfucker, because I already told her that much. So what I'm saying is, since she already knows that I'm, you know, down and dirty like that,
right now I'm realizing she doesn't really want to talk to me. So it's my job to catch her. You gotta say and do the things that you know will attract her. So what I do is I start, because I've already pegged her, I get close to her, I let her smell my cologne, I get kind of closer to her after she's close enough to smell my cologne. I'm damn near touching her lips. You know, I'm doing these things because I know it's going to attract her to me. As long as I don't touch her. And I'm going to be attentive to her and her signs. And I'm going to use her signs to assure me that I'm not missing anything that she's showing me. See, I've already told you motherfuckers that timing is everything. Timing and flow. It's everything when you had a woman. Especially if you're trying to seduce her for the evening. You guys' biggest mistake is you don't think you have to catch that goddamn bitch. You guys think if they speak to you, they are supposed to automatically come and hold for you. That's just some goddamn fantasy you motherfuckers have made up so that you can fit in. You could never have the words needed to put together to have a real home. Because you would have to be a real man first. That's why so many of you motherfuckers say that the hoes today ain't shit. When in reality, it's you who is not really down with this goddamn game. It's really you who are not shit. And I'm not saying this because I don't think shit of you. I'm just saying this because of how, like, several dudes that call tonight. You know, it's all on the bench. It's all on the bench. They not mentioned what they do at all because they don't know that they ain't shit. You're supposed to use this shit that you're learning as an opportunity to show this woman who she's going to be fucking with. That's why this is your true opportunity to catch her. For your information. Initial conversation is only to set up a time to talk one-on-one after all the important information is exposed. Who you are, excuse me, what kind of work you do. I got the hiccups, you guys. Like, hold on. Okay, shit. I had to drink some water. The initial conversation is only to set up a time, even if it's 10 minutes from now, for you to actually get at that bitch after the important information, who you are, you know, where you work, you know, what you doing tonight, all that kind of goddamn shit. And I ain't seeing nobody hit me up, man. Hit me up, 657-383-0809. I know I'm dropping heavy shit on you motherfuckers. But that don't mean you don't really want to hear this shit. You got to remember your ADPs. You have to always be playing. So before you take off, you got to suddenly change your mind about fucking with this bitch. You didn't already talk to her. You walk into the car. She just got in. And you already told her you about game and shit. So you got to tell her, you know what, baby? Goddamn it, I got... You know, you pop the locks, and you tell her that you realize that all she wants to do is talk. So as you pop the locks, you say, you know what? I don't have time to ride around and simply be talking with somebody fine as you are. You're going to have to get out. Now, if the bitch get out, fuck her. She's going to take you on a journey anyway, only to refuse you when you drop it on her. So recognize this shit and keep it moving. But if she doesn't want to get out, you got to relax and stay down with the pressure
to have a hoe. But she does not have to want to fuck with a pimp to stay in the car. Remember, if she's in the car, she already likes you. So you don't have to be any other than the real you at this point. Just don't allow the conversation to go to sex. If you're in the right frame of mind, you're going to realize that she knows you're a motherfucker, and you have gotten her to say in more than one way that she wants to fuck with you. So all you got to do is lure her with sexual overtones and all your statements from this point on. God damn, girl, you are dick hard fine. I can't wait to actually get to know you better so that we can might enjoy ourselves in the bedroom. I mean, God damn it, I'm saying, you say shit like that to a bitch. You know, you tell that bitch, I can without a shadow of a doubt prove to you I'm correct in what I assert. And all I have to say is, ain't that a bitch, baby? Women pay us. We don't have to fuck them and then receive payment. No, that's not how we roll. We don't have to take them out to dinner and then receive part of the payment. We don't have to buy them gifts and then receive payment. We receive payment first. Then we do whatever it is we want to do, which may or may not include fucking the bitch. What they do for us, they only expect us to pimp them in return. Can any other man make any kind of similar claim? I think not. So, just like the L7s would fake a phone call at this point, you make a call to your hoe because you want this brother to see the real you without getting scared. Now, I'm going to say some real fly shit. And this brother sitting in the car is going to get an earful of it. Because all of my hoes know when I call out of the blue, they get to spend some fly pimp shit. They know I'm putting work in on a new bitch. They know because I trained them to recognize what's going on. And whichever hole it is, better know how to help out. I am one motherfucker that I ain't being fronted by no hole I have because she don't know what to say in a situation like that. Fuck that bullshit. I don't know what you do with your hoes, but I train mine to work with me when I'm at a new hoe. I don't need damn bitch to catch for me, but I need all of them motherfuckers to definitely know how to drop lugs and appear to be willing to show this potential hoe how it goes. Now, I got 2 or 3 minutes worth of shit to say, but I'm going to end this show. I'm getting ready to fucking end this show, and I swear to you guys, you motherfuckers are getting better and better. I can see you learning. Two things I want to announce. First, the fucking group Council of Extraordinary Men has been started, but we haven't met yet. I'm just having people enroll. Send me your receipt or the email that I sent you that have the courses on it, 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. And that's all you need to do. I'll add you to the group. And starting in December, we're going to have start meeting. So, the second thing is that this group that I'm starting
every one of you is going to have to do some work, almost like homework. And if you do well, you do well. If you don't, you don't. It's up to you. It's free. So, of course, if I charge you $100, you probably all do well. But I'm not going to charge you shit. This is for you. And if you want to take advantage of it, I'm there for your motherfucking ass. I am there for each one of you motherfuckers that want to get down with me. Now, I suggest all of you look for that player's package and that I'm going to have and buy yourself a holiday gift that's going to actually keep on giving long after holidays have passed and it's been forgotten. All right, now, let me just make sure. Is there any other questions? I don't see any. Actually, this was kind of cool. I had a lot of points to make, and I covered them all. It was over 100 points I made tonight, and it was actually 108. But I made them all, and it's cool. I got a couple of minutes. You sure? Nobody else? 857-832? Shit. Nobody? All right. I'm out.